Second day back, it looked like he's cutting pretty good during the open portion and so forth.
I thought that we were able to get Roddy some more reps than he participated in yesterday. And again, this is going to be a cumulative effect for us to make the decision on what his status will be for the game. But got through day one. Hopefully we'll get through day two.
How do you coach a punt coverage unit when they have a guy like Tate who will take off from even the 4-yard line?
Well, he's not gonna fair catch. It's going to be very important first that we do a good job with our directional punting and try to shrink the field. That's the first thing that we've got to do. And then when you do that, then you have to be able to overpopulate that short side of the field. He's probably one of the most underrated punt returners in the league right now. He doesn't run around back there. He finds a blocker to run off of, and he runs right off of him, and he's been very productive. So it's going to be important starting with our punter. And then we've got to make sure that we overpopulate and take good leverage.
Patrick DeMarco's small role, but he looks like he's been playing pretty well in that role for you guys, fullback.
He's done a very nice job for us. Patrick's probably been one of the more consistent players that we've had on offense. His number of snaps are determined by the packages that we have, but he's done a very good job for us, not only blocking, but catching the ball out of the backfield.
Coach, did you say that Roddy was limited today?
Yeah, he was limited today again, but he did take more snaps than he took in practice yesterday, and we would anticipate if everything goes well that we'll continue to increase his workload.
Now, you mentioned it yesterday, but a huge mark of encouragement for you guys, the fact that he might be able to get a full week of practice in to make that decision for Sunday.
Absolutely, it's going to be big for us. He's not been able to practice all season long. He's come out when he was playing and basically participate and very limited on a Friday practice, and he's gotten two under his belt, so he's getting back into the swing of things. So I am very encouraged by what's happened in the last 2 days in terms of Roddy and his workload.
He was telling us earlier today that when he played earlier in the season and he wasn't participating in all the practices, he would get a little fatigued in the games. I guess the practices help build up.
Yes, John, that's part of the regiment that we're going through in terms of trying to increase his workload. It's very difficult when you have a hamstring injury to do really anything. You can't even ride on a stationary bike, so the conditioning is important. For us to get him out here and get some snaps. And like I have mentioned, we are incrementally increasing it. Tomorrow will be the third day, and we want to see where he is after those three practices.